Hello?
Hello, Adolfo?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. It's been about 3 weeks since we last spoke, so I did want to just follow up with you and see where you're at with moving forward on the Google Guarantee.
Oh, my God, yeah. I know we talk about it. I'm sorry. I've been out. I've been busy, and I'm still canceling something, which I haven't completely done. And, because remember, I don't know if you remember that, I was gonna cancel some other services and so to see, you know, my budget and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I know I canceled a couple of things. I canceled Yelp. I canceled the other website, but a company,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pending on, I had to talk to you guys. I don't know if it's with you or with somebody else, but I want to make sure that if they take down my website, you know, the one that you guys, do you guys create a new one or just update the one that was there already?
Oh, no, we've already created a new one for you. It's already in place.
Is already in place. So whatever I have with the other company, they can take it down, right? So it's not
correct.
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
They can absolutely take it down. Your website has been in place now. Mind you, it's a very basic site because you haven't given any input on it. But yes, it can be updated. It can be changed. It can be, you know, all the things. But yes, they should. And the website that's showing on your Google profile is the website that we built you. Not the website that they built. So you can have them take that down completely. It's not going to benefit.
Oh, okay. So I know that, whatever they charge me already covered me until maybe the end of the month. However,
mm.
yeah, I'm gonna ask them to remove that and then, can you remind me what is the Google Guarantee cost again?
The Google Guarantee upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. And that's the only thing that's due upfront. Once we get the application fee done and then we have the ability to go ahead and process the application. Remember, the application itself can take 4 to 6 weeks to get completely verified. Once you're verified, which is the hardest and longest part, but once you're verified, then you're completely up and running. Your Google Guarantee cost per lead is only $66.67 for the quality moving jobs, the ones that are actually qualified, not unqualified. Remember, you don't pay for clicks, you don't pay for unqualified calls, you don't pay for sales solicitation, spam, or robocalls. You only pay if they request estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that you're going to pay for an actual lead is if it's qualified. Now, the minimum monthly budget due to begin those leads is $869, which is where you were looking to free up some of your other budgets and areas in order to maintain that. But as of right now, the only upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable that goes to get the company background check. Getting that going and moving forward, so that would lock you in for Google Guarantee. And then when you're ready to turn the leads on after you've been approved, when you have the budget, then you're already ready to roll. But if you prepare the budget before you're approved, it's not going to do you any good.
Correct. Okay. All right,
so I was calling to follow up with the application, see if you're ready to get the application going. It's just the $250 application fee.
Okay. And you say for the application, I had to put, it will be myself and then whoever guys I'm using driving, right? Or something.
Well,
like
it's
that.
Yourself for sure, okay, because you're the business
yeah.
owner, right? And
yeah,
you know that you don't have any felonies, right?
No.
Right.
No, I don't.
So are you sure that do all of your guys have social security number in the United States and driver's license and no felonies?
At least two of them, yes.
Okay, then I would only put those two on there. I wouldn't put everybody.
Okay.
But you have the ability. You don't have to put any of them on there if you don't want to. It's up to you.
Oh, I see. Well, I know I have a couple of guys that I, mm-hmm. and I, when I say I have at least two, I don't mm-hmm. mean felonies. I mean that they have Social Security and mm-hmm. a license.
Right.
But for felonies, I'm not too concerned. My guys are your guys and they're pretty good.
Sometimes somebody will make a bad choice, you know, and it was years and years and years ago, and it doesn't need to be held against them forever. It just has to be in the last 7 years. So Google understands, like, if somebody had a past and then they changed their life, that's completely understandable, you know?
Yeah, correct. Okay. I'm okay with that, so we can definitely start the process.
Okay.
But you will email me an application or
how that works. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go through that right now with you. Give me just a moment. So I have an American Express ending in 2000. I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and pop that in here. Give me just a second. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to send you the application via text message and via email. Now, remember, when you fill out the application, it needs you to upload that moving license that you have.
Correct.
Okay. You're going to upload that. You're going to upload the business insurance. Okay.
Correct.
And then from there, you're going to upload your information for sure, and then you can decide if you're going to include the employee's information. It does require that you include their Social Security number. It also, I believe, requests their email address. So you would just want that information beforehand, okay? But you can see the application here in just a second. I'm processing the payment. Okay, cool. That's done. So let me go in here and take a look. I'm going to send you a text right now with the application so you can take a look at it.
Okay.
Do you want it in English or in Spanish?
No, English is fine.
Perfect. Okay, I'm sending it to you now. And then it's also going to be sent over via email. That way, you don't have to, like, worry that you lost it in a text or something, okay, because we know you're busy. So I've gone ahead and sent that over. So now with the application, you should be able to just click on the link. You got the text, right?
Yeah, I got the text.
Perfect. So when you open that up, you can see it's pretty simple and straightforward as far as what you need, your first name, your last name, your business information, all of your certificates and information there. When we get down to the employee portion, again, it's up to you if you want to put them on there or not, but there's only one business owner, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you're just going to put the one. Field workers is going to be, you will list all of their names, and then you're going to list their full name and phone number, and then it's going to ask you to list their full name with their email address as well as their full name with their Social Security number. So from your employees, you will need their email address, their Social Security number, their phone number, and their address, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. So for the...
It's going to take me a couple of days to complete
that. Yeah. That's what I was going to say is I'm going to schedule your client onboarding. Do you want me to schedule it for Monday? That way you're not rushed. You have through the weekend to get the information you need.
Yeah, Monday will be okay.
Okay, Monday the 4th, what time? It's 30-minute increment starting at 7:30 a.m.
Okay, I know. I know I have a couple of appointments.
Okay.
Even a dental appointment, but
okay.
I would say let's do like 9 and 9:30 a.m.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
between 9 and 9:30. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna set it between 9 and 9:30. It's gonna come through. It's gonna say GG onboarding call. And then the thing that I want to tell you is that I'm gonna call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. So you know, they will be able to tell beforehand if the application has been completed. If the application is not completed, then we're not able to do onboarding call, but I will still give you a call and see where you're at and what's going on. If you think that you're not going to be able to keep the call time because you figure out, hey, that's right when my dentist appointment is and you can't take it for whatever reason, that's okay. I'm going to send you a text right now with my extension so you have it. You just call and text me back and say, Amy, I need you to reschedule me as soon as you figure it out if you need to reschedule. The last appointment is between 3:30 and 4 p.m., okay?
Okay.
So whatever you need to do, we're here to help. I'm sending out the text right now with my direct phone number and extension. That way you can text me or call me and let me know what you need, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, Adolfo. Everything is set. I've sent you the text message. I'm sending over the email right now with the application. And then you have, 5 or 6 days to get it all completed, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, hopefully.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are my clothes in your way? You put them in my basket?
No, they're
stabby. Okay. All right. We got... Yeah.